Well, good morning. It is 6:23 a.m. on Monday, May 1st, 2023. Happy May Day, y'all. 52 degrees, which is just over 11 degrees Celsius, still in double digits. So I'm good with that. 82% humidity. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. It's weird, I was sitting there marinating, hoping Satchel Guy would make his run this morning, but that didn't happen. It's like I'm anticipating my NPCs now. It's like, ooh. Morning. But those two are regulars. I don't know what they do, whether they're doing some kind of exercise regimen or morning workout, but those two are always out. Not always, but usually. Not quite the same regularity as we had around the North Pond. You can always expect Lisa or somebody to make the scene around the pond. Morning. But we're finding our own rhythms and cadences here in Portland. It's weird. When it's overcast, the light is different in the morning. It could be any time. Right now, it could be 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Just judging by the light, which feels different, which is weird, because it's still 6:30 in the morning for crying out loud. And the streets are fairly empty, and all the morning stuff is still morning stuff, but. I don't know, it doesn't have that bright start of the day kind of vibe. Good. Low-angled sun and the long shadows and... I don't know. And I guess I better get used to it because this is the Pacific Northwest and overcast seems to be more of the norm than sunshine. Although, oh my God, this weekend was just stunning. Bright sunshine, gorgeous weather. Everybody was out. My God, Jameson Square was packed. I mean, holy smokes. Blankets and picnickers and kids running around the fountain. And honestly, I mean, that fountain, it's right there. It's not sanitary. It is not a place to be swimming in. I mean, I know they treat the water so it's not, you know, toxic, but still, it's like, I'm not sure I'd let my kids be swimming in that. Not my kids, not my circus. Had a lovely date with Muse on Saturday. We went out to a puppy shower. One of her co-workers and friends had just acquired a new puppy and wanted to celebrate, so she was having a bunch of friends over to celebrate the new arrival. So I got a happy birthday cake from Safeway and then took post-it notes and put puppy in place of birth on the cake so that it was Happy Puppy Day. And that was fun. Met some new people. Very intriguing people. There's this dude, Vincent, who was intense. Lots of joyful energy, but very intense. And very... just had a lot of things to say about a lot of stuff, and interesting things to say. Definitely somebody living out loud, which was cool. And it was nice to just... Powell's... What do we got here? Unions make the world go round. Jennifer Check would support Powell's workers. There's graffiti on the sidewalk. Pro-union graffiti. URLs and everything. Wow, they're serious about this. In Spanish and in English. Good books and a living wage for all. Oh, happy Indie Bookstore Day. That's what was going on. That was Saturday, I think. Wow, they did it up. This is amazing. Go Powell's or Powell's workers. Interesting. It's only the two Stooges today coming out of Starbucks. But it was nice. Just hanging out with Muse. And, I don't know, since we have history from our time when we were working on the radio show, and then our time since we started dating, it was just very, very chill. It's like hanging with a friend. And that was lovely. So May 1st, May Day, Terry's birthday. We would do up birthdays, well, like I always do. The whole birth week experience. But she really loved birth weeks. And it kind of set it in my mind as a proper celebration. Got a text from Cousin Scott this morning saying, thinking about Terry and cackling all the way. Terry had the best cackle. She had a great witch's cackle. The definitive, the platonic form of the witch's cackle. She could pull that off. In fact, we used to do, there was a Halloween event in Tennessee called Miller's Thrillers, which was put up by a local guy, Dave Miller. And he'd get this big farm field, farmhouse location that, I don't know how he got it, but it was always his during the Halloween season. And he had this big, you know, haunted cornfield barn experience. And there was music and there was food and... there was this trail that you would follow, and there'd be various jump scares, and they started to have zombie paintball, where they'd load up the guests on a hay wagon and ride them through the fields, and zombies would pop up and tag them with paintball guns. But Terry and I would do a story fire in the middle of the walk, and as people made their way around, they'd come gather around the fire, and I'd tell a spooky story. And she would, she always dressed up like a witch and would cackle maniacally. And we'd do the full makeup and the whole thing. I was an undead pirate and she was a witch. Good times. And strange, periodically, you know, I made the decision to take off my wedding ring after she passed. And it's strange how periodically, not all the time, not even commonly, but occasionally, I will feel the ring on my finger and have a brief moment of panic. It's like, oh crap, where's my wedding ring? You know, years after she's passed and I've stopped wearing it, it's still hardwired into my brain somehow, some way, that ring is supposed to be there. And that's, you know, I guess that's we leave our mark on each other as we go through life. And, you know, the people that mean a lot to you, they leave deeper marks. They change you permanently. But even beyond that, even casual passings in the street, we leave our mark. We use the word infect, for lack of a better word. I'm sure one of you will come up with a better word than infect, but we do. We infect each other with our own unique, to extend the metaphor, virus. This is not a good metaphor. I need to come up with a better analogy. But we seed each other with ourselves. And, you know, yes, definitely we're all individuals and we all are masters of our own destiny and make our own choices, but we also invite other people to plant in our garden. There, see, much better metaphor. Much better metaphor. Just by going out in the world and having open eyes and open ears and, you know, heaven forfend, open hearts to allow other people in. And I think that's a beautiful thing. And I like to be mindful of how I'm seeding not just my friends and loved ones, but everyone. We seed the world, right? What kind of seeds are we laying in the world as we go about our day? How are we adding to other people's gardens? And actually an appropriate metaphor for May Day, right? And it's also well through Jameson Square on a Monday, so I need to wrap this up. I hope you have a splendid Monday. The beginning of a new week, the beginning of a new month, new beginnings all the way around. I hope you have a splendid day. I hope your garden is seeded in lovely ways. As opposed to, I hope you catch a lovely contagion from somebody. Yeah, no. Let's stick with the garden metaphor. But however it goes down, can also catch a seed from Brother Zigzag, who has flowered in our minds the wisdom of despite everything create, which is basically add seeds to the world. I'm just gonna milk this thing to the bitter end. And I will tell you to love fearlessly. Because if you're gonna plant something, you might as well love it too, right? Like coffee. And I will do the same. And I will talk to you soon.